1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 3 says, "Now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." If we can take a moment just to be kind of candid, these last few moments that we've had in this life have been difficult. We've seen over the course of just a couple of months, people are physically hurting. People are mentally hurting. People are emotionally hurting. And people are spiritually hurting. In fact, if there's something we all could use right now, it's faith, hope, and love. But isn't that why we're here right now? Consider the following passage in John, the 19th chapter. Starting in verse 25, it says in John 19:25, following, "Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, 'Woman, here is your son.' And to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.' From that time on, his disciple took her into his home." What did Jesus' mother, what did she need right now? Here she is standing before her son and can remember, I'm sure, the times where it was early in the morning and maybe Jesus woke up as a 3, a 4, or 5-year-old and went to mom, had maybe a nightmare. Or maybe he scraped his knee as a 6, 7, 8-year-old, and he just needed a mom. And he went to her to help make it all better. And here she is, seeing her son. And what did she need? She needed hope. An assurance that everything would be okay. Like Isaiah the prophet said in chapter 40, verse 31, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." His mother needed hope. But what about the disciple whom was loved that was there? What did he need? I venture to say, one who followed Jesus for 3 years and saw all the things that he did, and now he's there before the Christ, and the Christ is dying. Maybe he just needed that opportunity to show faith. We're familiar with Hebrews, the 11th chapter, verse 1, but in Hebrews 11, verse 6, it says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Maybe the disciple whom Jesus loved here needed an opportunity to show his faith, an opportunity to show the desire he had for his master's will. And Christ gave him that opportunity when he said, "Behold, here's your mother." And then we have Jesus on the cross. Spent his life doing the will of the Father, showing love to all people. And then in his dying moments, what does he do? He takes another chance to show love, to do what is best for someone else. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 4 through 7 says, "Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy, and it does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others, and it is not self-seeking. Is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongdoings. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres." So what do we see here? Well, we find hope, we find faith, and we find love. But where did we find it? Well, John 19:25 says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. We found faith, hope, and love near the cross. Church, we need faith, we need hope, and we need love. And we need those things now. And that's why we're here at this time of communion. We're here as a symbolic reflection, our moment to be near the cross, where we can remember that hope was found in Christ, and faith we share with Christ, and love that we develop in Christ. Now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. And we can find them at the cross. Let us pray. Almighty Father, God in heaven, we're truly grateful and thankful for this day. We ask, Father God, that you continue to guide and help us, Lord, in all things. That as we struggle, Lord God, at times in this life with things that are physically hurting, mentally and emotionally, and spiritually hurting, Lord God, where we need hope, we need faith, where we need love, Lord God, we're here at this time of communion to be before the cross because we find faith, hope, and love in Christ's sacrifice. So we're grateful and thankful to share in that symbolically so that we can have those three things. Help guide and direct us and our hope and open our hearts to your Son. And it's through your Son's name we pray.